Unit 9, page 94, exercise 2.
The price of protection. Frances Jones explains why she thinks we should be worried about surveillance.
In 2002, Steven Spielberg released the science fiction movie Minority Report, based on a short story by Philip K. Dick. It imagines a future Washington, D.C., where a police division, known as pre-crime, are able to stop crime before it's committed using information from three precogs, people capable of seeing into the future. The movements of the city's population are constantly tracked by police using a network of eye scanners. Frighteningly, this futuristic vision is quickly becoming a reality for us. Biometric tools, such as facial recognition, are being increasingly used with surveillance technology to catch and convict criminals, and even predict criminal behavior. We are told these developments are for our protection, but we pay for it with our privacy. Our ability to act and move freely without being monitored is under serious threat. Perhaps the loss of our privacy should not come as a surprise. After all, we have already been forced to accept web tracking, phones that collect data on our every movement, and virtual assistants that spy on our conversations. But facial recognition CCTV invades our privacy like nothing else. The technology works by scanning facial features and looking for a match in a vast database of images. Recent reports have revealed that as many as half of all American adults now have their face in one of these databases, with the huge majority of entries being for innocent, law-abiding citizens. Besides, most of us would agree that we already have enough surveillance. In the United States, there are already around 15 CCTV cameras for every 100 people, 14 in China, and 7.5 in the United Kingdom. On top of that, reports from the UK, for example, have noted the growing use of body-worn cameras by university staff and even supermarket workers. Soon, we won't be able to take our children to the store without them being monitored as potential criminals. Police officers in the UK have been using body cameras since 2005, and they have also tested models equipped with facial recognition. If that technology is approved for use, it would mean that anybody in view of one of these walking CCTV cameras would effectively be entered into a virtual lineup, whether they are a suspect or not. Facial recognition software is also far from perfect. There are various cases of people wrongfully accused of crimes and unfairly detained in prison. In 2014, Steve Talley, a financial advisor from Denver, was arrested and charged with holding up two banks. The FBI facial recognition system found similarities between Talley and the suspect. However, a closer analysis showed that Talley was 7 centimeters taller and had a mole on his right cheek. Charges against Talley were dropped, but the damage had been done. By the time he was acquitted and released, Talley had already lost his job, his family, and his home. With errors like this, we have to wonder why the technology is still in use. Talley's fate could be the fate of any one of us. Although the U.S. has more CCTV cameras per person, China's surveillance network is by far the world's largest, with over 200 million cameras nationwide. The latest cameras combine artificial intelligence with facial recognition, enabling them to catch and fine people for offenses such as jaywalking. When someone tries to cross the road on a red light, their picture instantly appears on a big screen in the street before being sent to the police. Facial recognition is also playing a key role in China's social credit system. If a CCTV camera catches an individual behaving in an antisocial way, by dropping litter, for example, their social credit score could go down, meaning they might find it harder to travel on a train or plane, or get into the best schools. But it isn't only our faces that are being watched. San Francisco police have started to use surveillance technology that can analyze human behavior. If a camera detects anything unusual, such as someone moving randomly around a parking lot instead of straight to a vehicle, security guards are alerted. Known as predictive policing, the use of this technology moves us worryingly closer to the dystopian world of Minority Report. Let's not ignore how that movie ends. A flaw in the precogs is discovered. The prisoners sentenced by pre-crime must therefore be released, and the system is shut down. It serves as a powerful warning about the dangers of predictive policing. Advanced surveillance may offer us some protection, but it is not always necessary or accurate. A world free from crime would be nice, but how free would we be in a world of constant surveillance?